Welcome to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Today, you're going to meet a modern-day Dorothy and her 21st century Toto. That's right, our special guest grew up in Topeka, Kansas, and she is now unleashing her multiple acting talents in Hollywood and beyond. Always by her side and in her heart is her best pal, Georgie, a 100-pound German Shepherd, rescued as a pup from an L.A. animal shelter. Please give pause and applause to actress Katie Amanda Keene. Welcome to the show, Katie.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here. I will never turn down an opportunity to talk about Georgie.
I love it. You know, we're going to be chatting with Katie about how she went from bussing tables at a steakhouse in Topeka to landing a starring role in the new ABC family show, Ruby and the Rockets, right after this commercial break. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Katie Amanda Keene is in the house. You might have caught her guest appearances on such popular shows as NCIS, that's one of my personal must-sees, CSI New York, Eli Stone, and How I Met Your Mother. Or for you theatergoers, you may have been captivated by her performances with the Shakespeare Orange County troupe out of Orange County, California. That's right, she's taken on the role of Desdemona in Othello, Lady Macbeth in Macbeth, and Catherine in Taming of the Shrew, and others. So, you know what, bottom line, listeners, our guest has the acting chops to make you laugh, gasp, and keep you intrigued. Wow. You know what, Katie, you have a lot of range on stage, in the movies, and on TV. And it sounds from your bio, though, you've also paid your dues. So let's kind of trace you from Kansas to Hollywood.
Wow, that is, well, I think you've done it. That's an amazing job. I was sitting here, like, very impressed if I didn't, you know myself.
You make it sound good. Yeah, I was that short little girl in the shadows. Yeah, that was me.
Well, you make me sound very good. I appreciate that. I am from a small town in Kansas. I mean, Topeka is the capital, but it's still a pretty, you know, small town. And I was raised by a single mom, and we kind of, you know, things were always a bit of a struggle growing up. And I could not wait to start working, so I did. I started working at about 13 years old. I did my first play when I was in junior high school, did Charlotte's Web.
Wow.
Fell head over heels with it. I felt like I finally found something that fit with me, and it just took off from there. I did theater all through high school and college, and moved out to Long Beach to get my master's in theater, and then from there kind of transitioned into film and television. And I've been doing that pretty much solely for the last 5 to 7 years, just kind of trying to do the film and TV thing. And now I am so blessed and grateful to be on the most amazing show ever. And I wake up every day thrilled to go to work at Ruby and the Rockets, and I'm having the time of my life.
Oh, my God. I'm just thinking, I'm sitting back going, I think I love you, and I'm not loving you. On that way, I'm just thinking, there's so much cartridge and a pear tree in this connection with this show. Talk about this Cassidy family connection with Ruby and the Rockets.
Well, it is really a family show. I mean, these guys, it's incredible. They've been wanting to do this show for a long time. Sean Cassidy is producing and writing. David and Patrick Cassidy are starring. Ryan, the youngest Cassidy, is actually one of the set decorators on the show. I mean, it's just a family atmosphere. And we actually had Shirley Jones on. She'll be guesting on one of the shows this season.
Oh, great.
I know. So
maybe
it's
Danny Bonaducci won't be far behind, right?
I think maybe we'll leave that for season 3, and we'll see. I'll put a plug in for you. I'll tell them you want to see that.
Oh, your call. Now, personally, if I had a choice, I'd rather have Georgie, your German Shepherd, have some kind of a cameo or a walk-on or a paw-on visit. So tell our listeners a little bit about, I mean, most of the time when you think about people who have dogs in Tinseltown, they're more noted for dogs riding in purses or shopping for necklaces at Gucci. I mean, Georgie's
not your first dog,
right?
No, she might think she is, but she's about 100 pounds. She is the love of my life. And I have to say, I always grew up having dogs, but I never really had one that was my own. And I haven't been as involved with, like, how passionate I have become about animals since I got Georgie, just in terms of, like, I'm a huge supporter of Best Friends, and I am so passionate about rescuing animals now and rescuing dogs. And there is nothing that I feel stronger about than people who neglect their animals, people who go to puppy mills or buy puppies at the mall. It's my cause. I just am crazy about it, and I will take any opportunity to encourage people to rescue, there's just so many amazing doggies out there that need homes. And I found Georgie at a shelter in downtown LA, and did not know what I was getting myself into when I picked her up and took her home, and thought she was just going to be this quiet, amazing, cute puppy. And she turned my life upside down in the most amazing way possible. And the first 6 months were really tough. I thought I was going to lose my mind. And,
Katie, I call the first year of a puppy's life the wonder year, because you wonder, what am I doing?
What am I doing? What did I sign on for here? And I also started thinking, like, what did I do with my life before I had this dog? Like, I must have had so much free time and money, because I have none of it now. I have no time. I have no money. And my ankles are constantly, bleeding from her biting at my ankles. And I would do it again in a heartbeat, because she is the one thing in this town especially that keeps me grounded and keeps me, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of day I've had at my audition or anything. I come home and George is like, I don't care, because I'm the only thing that matters. You know, I need to go for a walk. I need to go for a hike. And that pulls me out of myself so quickly. I'm so grateful to her for that, you know, for just, for giving me that focus. And that focus is her, totally.
Yeah, get you in the present mind. And, you know, going around to Hollywood, is there a lot of places you can hike and walk with Georgie?
They're fabulous places. There's an off-leash hike called Runyon Canyon that you can just go and take them, and it's about an hour, maybe 45-minute hike, and we do that. We run outside a lot. She loves the ocean, so I take her to the dog beach whenever I can, and she just, it just is enough to, like, bring tears to your eyes. She bounds into that ocean water head first and just dives into the waves, and it's fantastic.
You go to the one in Huntington Beach, or do you go stick in L.A.?
You know, we go to Long Beach, which is a little more ghetto, but it suits us much more so.
Well, I live in Seal Beach, so I know that area, so I wasn't sure which dog beach you and Georgie hang out.
Okay. Yeah. And by ghetto, I mean that in the best possible way. I love it at Long Beach, because it's much more kind of, it's just a little more enclosed. There's a lot more dogs in a smaller area, and Georgie does better with that. You know, Huntington is really widespread out, and I think she gets a little overwhelmed. We love the Long Beach one. Love it.
Now, you said that you mentioned Best Friends, and for our listeners, I just want to clarify, we're speaking of Best Friends Animal Sanctuary that's based in Utah, and I think you like to do some help for the West Side German Shepherd Rescue, correct?
Yeah, before I started working on this show, I was trying to, you know, walk dogs on the weekends for them and just kind of help out, but I've gotten so busy I haven't done that lately, but the Best Friends Animal Sanctuary, I just adore them, and I try to sponsor animals as gifts, which is something I totally recommend people doing, is that when you have that person that you really don't know what to get them, you can go onto the Best Friends website and you can find a dog or any animal that kind of fits that person, and you can sponsor them in that person's name. Okay. And they receive a whole picture of their animal, and it's just kind of a really great way to give a gift and also help out an animal at the same time.
So it's sort of like your friend doesn't have to pick up the poop or anything, but they get to give a better life for this dog until the dog gets adopted, correct?
Exactly, exactly.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
So I recommend
the name a star for somebody, you know, where they have, you know, that whole program where you can name a star after someone. I think doing this with a pet, I don't know, it seems more beneficial.
Yes. Sponsor a dog. It's really incredible.
Skip the star. Skip the star. Sponsor a dog.
There you go. That. Yep.
All right.
That's our slogan.
We've got a whole slogan there now.
I love it. You and me. Let's do it.
All right. Hey, speaking of you and me, oh, my gosh, I was checking you out, and I do like, I'm in love with Mark Harmon. I think he's just a great dental actor, and I saw the little snippet of you in one of your guest appearances where you were beating the you-know-what out of some lady to protect your child in a courthouse. So
that's right.
You have quite range. I'm not going to take you on. You've got a 100-pound dog, and you can, show a little muscle in your acting.
Yeah, I can kick some butt. I can. Mark Harmon, incidentally, is the sweetest man on the planet. He was so lovely to work with, and I had a great time on that show. Yeah, it's fun. You know, I love doing everything. People always ask, do you like comedy or drama? And I love the butt-kicking scenes. I love to get physical. I love to really, you know, tackle the intense dramatic stuff. But I have to say, I have never had more fun, if I can bring it back to Ruby and the Rockets, I have never had more fun doing this show or doing a show than I'm on this show right now. And it's, you know, I know a lot of people say that a lot of sitcoms have stuff for the parents and for the kids, but this one really does. It has got such adult humor, and yet the two teenagers in the show, the kids just, I mean, every girl is going to fall in love with my teenage son, and every girl is going to want to be Ruby. I mean, they're just phenomenal. Alexa Vega, Austin Butler, the Cassidy brothers. And we have the most amazing writing staff. We have the people from, you know, Will and Grace and Just Shoot Me. And so it's just a joy to be on it. And I think it's really funny. So I hope people check it out. And we're on Tuesday nights at 8:30 on ABC Family, and
what we're going to be doing. We're going to be talking with you, Katie. We're talking to Katie Keene from the hit show on ABC Family. It's called Ruby and the Rockets. Right after we pay for this show by taking this commercial break. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to the O Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Katie, Amanda Keene is here, and we were just getting into the whole Ruby and the Rockets show that's on Tuesday nights. That's 8:30 for all those who live in the East Coast and on the Pacific side, and 7:30 for all you Midwesterners. Let's talk a little bit. You play Audie Gallagher, and kind of give a little snippet, because I know the first episode aired in late July, so I want everybody to rush over and boost up your rating. So talk about the show, what it's all about, and who the heck is Ruby?
Definitely. Well, it's basically, it's loosely based on the Cassidy brothers' kind of life. I mean, in a nutshell, what happens is Patrick and David were this 80s rock band. I was their backup dancer. They were really successful. They split. David went on to continue trying to be a rock star, and Patrick bought a car dealership. We got married, had some beautiful kids. David shows up and says, hey guys, I'm in town playing this Indian casino. By the way, here's my daughter Ruby, who I just met 2 days ago. Can she live with you while I go be a rock star? And we, of course, all go, oh, David, again, with, you know, his irresponsible shenanigans. And so we agree to take Ruby in. She turns out to be this amazing, beautiful, talented, sweet girl. And you know, it's really about how it's not about how we're trying to make David the perfect dad or make a perfect family. It's really kind of a comment on, like, families today are all shapes and sizes, and some of them are really screwed up. And you know what? You work with what you have, and sometimes that's even better than trying to make some kind of ideal version of a family that doesn't exist. And that's what we come to find out, is that, like, hey, this is our family. We've got some issues, but we're working through them, and we're loving each other, and we're laughing, and you know, and it's good. So each episode obviously gets more and more into character development and relationships and different crazy situations, but that's the basic storyline.
Okay, well, I think it's a good one, and you've got some talented cast members. I mean, yeah. Alexa was for all the people. Less she was in the, I'm trying to remember the trilogy with
Spy Kids. Yeah, she's amazing.
People recognize her there, and your two sons too. They play. They have really good comedic timing. I was watching an episode about the car that really GM whatever fuel cell car. So they do have good comedic timing, which is great.
Oh, they're great. Yeah, they're fantastic. I mean, you know, we really, every once in a while you work on a show and you kind of feel like all the stars align a little bit, and it's something that you can't really plan for. You just hope that they do, where everyone has chemistry and you all get along and the scripts are good and all that stuff kind of lines up, and it's like, wow, we're really lucky here. Like, we hit it, and we want to keep going. So, but on that note, I hate to cut it short, but I actually have to run back to the set. I'm just on my quick lunch break, and they're expecting me back really shortly now. So,
okay, well, we just want to wrap it up really quickly, and I do want to let the audience know that your major weakness is not chocolate, it's karaoke.
It is karaoke. I'm actually going to a karaoke party tomorrow night, and I can't wait. I'm going to, like, make a total fool of myself and love every minute of it.
Well, I think you'd have a duel if you get Georgie to start howling with you as your backup singer.
Do you know what? We do that. Can I confess that to you? I've never confessed that in an interview before, but when we drive around town and the ambulances, the sirens go by, we'll start, it's just so embarrassing. I will howl with her. We'll howl together. It's like our little bonding, like we're part of a pack or something. And I will sit in my car and I will howl with my dog. And I can't tell you how much joy that brings me. And I've just shared it probably with way too many people, but yep, that's what I do.
You know, I thought I heard you and saw you on, on the Five the other day. So I'm with you.
For you. Yeah.
Goodbye and get your paycheck and be on the great show. Everybody's got to check out. And the Rockets on Tuesday nights on ABC Family, 8:30 Eastern.